Hello and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip and then we rate them. Doesn't matter how hot the facts are because we, including our guests, are always hot. My name is Lindsay and I recently rewatched Dirty Dancing, and it's part of like one of maybe like 10 movies I watched a lot as a preteen because my next door neighbors got them on VHS from their uncle, and some of them probably weren't appropriate for that age, but like it's weird how much of like the whole movie and like the script I still remember.
Aww.
A lot.
I'm Rachel, and I not too long ago rewatched my favorite movie from childhood, which was On the Town, a musical starring Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, Ann Miller, all the goods, and realized that my favorite number from it is incredibly, incredibly problematic. And I wondered originally why they cut it out of the Broadway revival. But now after rewatching it, I was like, that's why you can't say any of these things ever. So yeah, that it makes me a little sad.
What's the number?
It's called Prehistoric Man, and it's basically...
Oh, I know that number.
Yeah. It's Ann Miller tap dancing in a museum, which is what, you know, drew me to it. This like huge, beautiful tap number about how she doesn't want a modern man. She wants a prehistoric man, but then they go throughout the museum and use all of the indigenous items on display in like varying inappropriate ways. It's really pretty bad. It's like, yeah, even for those times, I'm like, wow, we did this.
Yeah.
But the tap dancing was great.
I'm trying to Google it, but okay. I'm Chloe, and I think I can still say my favorite movie is The Goonies. I feel pretty good saying that. I think Stand By Me has dropped down my list, and I don't know why, but I just feel in my body that Stand By Me has dropped. And that's that. I have nothing further to add.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Shem. I recently rewatched one of my favorite movies as a child, Big Trouble in Little China. And then fun fact about that, the director, John Carpenter, went back through the script and rewrote it to make sure it wasn't racist. Like he took the time. Turns out you can take the time. According to the trivia, it didn't take him a long time. It's not hard. He just spent half an hour going, let's just make sure this isn't racist.
Oh my God.
Yay.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Eileen. My fact is that I just got home from church, and before you guys are like, oh no, she likes church, I am a paid I'm a paid church singer. It's one of my jobs. I was raised in the Catholic Church, know all the hymns, so it's a pretty easy gig.
That's really cool. I didn't know that was a gig. That's awesome.
Wait, are all of the like choir singers like paid actors?
Only some of them. only some of them. We do have like one section leader per voice part, and then the rest is a community choir, so they're all volunteers. Mm-hmm. But and it depends on like the city, the church, you know. But some of them.
Now we know the plot to Sister Act 3.
There you go.
You have already heard her and what she's been up to this morning. She is an actor, a singer, as we already know, and comedian. You can catch her across anywhere in New York, all across the city. She's the host of the Crazy Hot Podcast. It is Eileen Hanley.
Whoa. The applause.
I love
it.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. And I'm sorry, I was not trying to mock your British accents. I just slip into it sometimes.
That's okay. Mine is half British, half Australian, so it sounds like I'm mocking everyone and no one
Wait,
knows
Lindsay,
where I'm
are
from.
You? I feel like you were on a musical improv team that I like played for.
Yeah, when I saw you, I was like, I feel like
Yeah. What team were you on, or are you on still?
I I don't know if I was on a was I on a musical improv team here?
No, that's fine. I'm still with you.
No, you're no. Okay.
I was on one in the UK, which I hated, and Jem didn't know I was mean until I said something horrible about that team.
Oh no. Maybe I've just seen you like around. You just seem very familiar to me, but I've probably seen you on the scene.
Yeah, somewhere on the scene.
On the scene.
On the scene. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, have I? Maybe. Who knows? But what I do know is Shem will have a great fact and we'll kick us off today.
Good transition.
Thank you. Wow, I thought you were going to out me from the time the guy from Baby Wants Candy emailed and asked us like to join.
I was like, no, I remember that.
It's like, oh, I'm conflicted.
Hi, my name's Shem and I hate musical in a
nice.
Hope suggestion nice. Is, can I get a suggestion? Please, can it be do not sing? I was just looking up fun German words that I enjoy. We all know, we all love our German word-based compounds. Famous ones like Kummerspecht, the grief bacon, that comes up very often. Big fan of Misse Peter, which is wretched Peter. Someone who's like moody and like likes to paint everything in like gloomy terms. They have the word Misse Peter, or the waistline they like to call Hüftgold or hip gold for like the area of the body around the waist. But the word I thought was the most fun, or the second most fun, was, this is not my word, but like the word I, one of the words I enjoyed is Zweisamkeit, which there's a word Einsamkeit, which means loneliness, which is like the self, like being on your own or the oneness. Mm-hmm. And then Zweisamkeit is when couples create this feeling of like loneliness where they close themselves off from each other, from the word Zwei for two. So when you get like annoying couples who are just very insular and don't like integrate or mingle with each other, they use the word Zweisamkeit to describe it. And then the actual word I did pick on as being my favorite new German word is a compound of two compounds. So there's the word verbessern, which means to improve, and verschlimmern, which means to make things worse. And then there's a compound word verschlimmenbessern, which is where you think you're about to make something better, but you actually make it a lot worse.
Wow. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like when you have like an electrical fire and you put the wrong type of extinguisher in, or when you like go, oh no, there's an oil fire, and you like pour water and it like goes up in flames. That is a verschlimmenbessern.
Wow.
Whereas if you make your comedy theater worse, that's a mattbessern.
Whoa.
Vielen Dank für die Deutsch.
All right.
Oh. Can you say the word one more time, Shem?
Verschlimmenbessern. Verschlimmenbessern.
Verschlimmenbessern.
Bessern. Yes.
Bessern. 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 I'm trying to think of a time that I've done that personally, where I thought I was going to improve something and then I didn't.
As a child, there were like a lot of ants in the kitchen, and our next door neighbor gave us like a spray she had, but it was like not just like a liquid spray, like one that had like, I don't know, whatever it had in it. And she was like, just put it down where they're coming. And they were coming in by the boiler. So I sprayed it. And then there was this teeny little flame. And I was like, Mom, I've set the boiler on fire. And the flame went out and the ants died. So I both made it better, worse, and then kind of neutral, I guess, because nothing got set on fire. So it definitely didn't get worse. But that is like my most memorable, like, this is going to get better. Oh, my God, I'm going to blow up the house. Okay, nothing's exploded.
When I was a school teacher in South East London, I broke up a fight between like two boys who were like fighting over there, and they were like just like big and like huge, and they'd been like wrestling each other, and they said, "He dissed my mum," and I was like, "No, there's no need to like fight or anything like that. It's all fine. Like we'll like work out. It's fine." I mean, what did he even say? And he went, "He said my mum sucked cocks," and I just. burst out laughing in front of him and made everything much, much worse. I was 22, not like equipped. Like, I just wasn't expecting the sudden way he said it. And he's just like so upset about it. And I was like, I can't. This is not the job for me. It's very bad.
Oh, no. I feel like mine are usually like related to a craft project. I was going to be Squidward for Halloween, and I was like, let me test my makeup ability, because I greatly overestimated my ability. And after I got my face like the Squidward blue, I was like, yeah, let me like add some detailing to it. It ended up looking, I can't remember how I walked in and I showed my girlfriend and she was like, you can't. Dude. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to remember how she described it. But I have the tendency to just like add more and do more, and that always tends to make it worse.
Yeah.
Shem, I'm pretty sure that fact is as hot to hot to hot to hot to hot as the little flame that was on the boiler that Lindsay made.
Oh, sad. Scary. Oh,
we can
fire is scary. Okay. Not pausing the recording on my end, or should I? I'm not touching it. I'm not going to touch a thing.
Don't touch anything.
I'm not touching anything. Fire scares me. I'll say it.
Shem, your fact is as hot as my favorite German word compound, which is also fun to eat, which is Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte, which is a Black Forest Gatto.
A what?
Black Forest Gatto.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. My internet just died, but it's back.
We love.
It's back and fiercer than ever before.
I miss what you said about Squidward.
Oh, I was just trying to do makeup as Squidward and I ended up putting more on more on more on more and it didn't look good, but it's okay.
Oh no.
It's fine. We didn't do it. I didn't do it. I painted a Squidward face on a mask.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I called
I love
it
that.
I was like, easy.
I love that. Yeah. And then you can just take it off.
Yeah. And you're great.
Your face is clean.
Easy. Yep. Not too crazy. We were just rating Shem's facts. I think Chloe is next on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Shem, your fact is as hot as the first Oktoberfest.
Period.
Wow. The very first one.
Wow. Yep. The first one, they were like, guys, it's Oktoberfest. This is it.
Fun fact, held in September.
That's not right at all.
It's before October starts.
Well, that's just, I don't like that.
They're like getting amped for October for the whole month. You think you're into Halloween. You should go to Germany.
No.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, Shem, your facts, wow. So knowledgeable. It really shows that you're smart, which I love. Smart people are notoriously like insanely hot. Your fact.
For the listeners at home, Eileen called me hot and then the internet shut down.
But what an amazing pose. I ain't frozen. This is truly like, if you want to freeze, it's like.
I know. Let me get a screenshot.
Are they singing? Are they. Deep in thought, this is so beautiful.
Oh, stunning.
Oh, Danny boy.
While we wait for Eileen to rejoin, Rachel, I said Schwarzwälder, which is Black Forest, and then Kirschtorte, which is like cherry cake because it has cherries on top. So it's like four words. It's very similar to just a translation of the English. It's different
gotcha.
Squish squish words.
Squish squish squish.
You're back.
Whoa.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I heard Shem say, to the listeners, like, yes. Eileen called me hot, and then went out, and I was like, wait, no, I'm talking. I'm so sorry. Okay, Shem, your facts were as hot as, like, that one exchange student who, like, sits in the back of the class, and who, like, you kind of have, like, this flirty thing with, but you're like, but you don't really speak English, so, like, can this be anything? But, like, then you start learning their language a little bit, and then you have, like, a torrid love affair.
Ooh, that's really hot.
Wow.
Super hot. Yes.
Can you have any other kind of love affair than torrid?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Tryst. No.
A tryst. A jaunt.
But what yes. we do know will be hot.
Torrid Amos. All right.
Okay. Is a fact from Chloe.
I'm ready for sure. Uh-oh. I really can't remember what I was going to do. Oh, I was going back and forth between two. I'm going to go with this one, and I hope there is no right choice. I'm just going to go with this one. So this one is, I was just going to talk about the, oh my God, what's the actual name? The Purple Earth Hypothesis. Basically, so like the way that right now chlorophyll, the planet is more or less green because of chlorophyll, the way that that's like absorbed and photosynthesis in that process. Basically, they think that instead of chlorophyll, the pigment used to be retinol.
Oh, yeah. I put that on my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically, so since retinol absorbs green and yellow and reflect or transmit red and blue, they think that life maybe appeared to be more purple than green. Original, like on Earth, it used to be purple.
That's really cool.
I want to be in the purple what? Times. Yeah, the purple times.
The purple
That's
times.
Crazy. Like, so, and like the what plants times were purple?
Yeah, exactly. So like instead of like a luscious green forest, a luscious purple forest or whatever. Whoa. It would have been.
What time are we talking? Like yeah. pre-human?
Definitely pre-human.
Pre-dinosaur?
Yeah.
Do I have to go back and fact check the Land Before Times?
I mean, I don't think they'll ever know, but they're talking like billions of years ago, like when before chlorophyll, because it would have been before chlorophyll or around when chlorophyll was mm-hmm. like made.
So there probably wasn't any plant life anyways.
It would have just been like, I guess, microbes and whatever. Like, I would guess the earth might have like, but I bet like the earth would have just been like glowing. But the way you said that, Rachel, now I'm like, I guess there wouldn't have been like, or maybe there would have been like vegetation and stuff, but just like a glow of things.
Just because it was like young and fresh.
Yeah. Because it was young and fresh and now it's very like, pregnant.
It wasn't jaded. Very pregnant.
Very pregnant.
Wow. A purple sparkly earth is probably like third grade Rachel's dream. Also, current Rachel's dream. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I did have a purple beaded curtain going into my bedroom, and that I felt like Britney Spears.
Did you dance through it like to exit your room?
Absolutely. I did.
I knew the answer to that.
I know, but I wanted to just really having make known sure. me.
Can you not imagine me high kicking through that yes. thing every day? Like, mm-hmm. absolutely. There was an entrance and an exit.
Oh, I forgot something. I have to go back in my room.
Yeah. Cute. I'm like, cute earth.
Cute us.
You did a good job. It's really cute of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild. I think about color theory all the time, like of people's perception of color, how like my purple might be different from your purple, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that really freaks me out. So now this is really giving me a thing to noodle on.
Chloe, your fact is as hot as a lava lamp.
Oh, I also had a purple lava lamp.
Oh,
I loved
purple. Was all your room purple? Just beyond the Vedic.
Yes, my walls were. I had a denim bedspread with peace signs on it. That was. It was pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
You and my younger sister's name is Hannah. You and Hannah are so similar. Because I was like, I had a purple lava lamp. No, That was Hannah, who also had purple beads in her bed, like her closet, bedroom, whatever.
Look, you too. Like the limited two standard.
Oh, she loved limited two. And I mean, everyone. I was going to say Claire's. Everybody loved Claire's.
Yeah, it was the times. Mm-hmm. Mm. Chloe, your fact is as hot as if the Earth's creator was a designer at Limited Two.
Whoa.
Imagine the fringe, the pockets. Mm-hmm. Would have been great.
Can I get a 101 on what Limited Two is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Limited Two and Justice were sister stores, probably at their height in, like, what would we say, 2004, 2008?
Yeah, like 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4 to 7. You, like, graduated from the Limited Two Justice and went on to Abercrombie in the trajectory. It was, like, pretty expensive, though. So, like, I remember my mom would only ever let me get, like, one item. Mm-hmm. And then I would go to, like, Kohl's and get the rest because she had that Kohl's cash. Which is another
Kohl's cash.
Yeah. That was where you went. Hillary Duff had a line at Kohl's. And I remember being all about that. But yeah, that's Limited Too. And that was how hot it was, Chloe.
Chloe, your fact was as hot as this.
It looks like a purple people eater. It was a one-eyed, one-horned,
this track by Chef Woody.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned,
which I now realize was describing prehistoric, like, times, like the prequel to Jurassic Park with one of these creatures walking around.
That sounds pretty cute.
That's how hot your fact. Well, look at Jurassic Park's pretty cute. Land Before Time, like, yeah, pretty cute. Dinos, all right?
Yeah, dinos pretty cute. No wonder they got to jump people.
Listen, he's still qualified as a people eater, you know? Yeah. Cute, but you will be a test. Yeah. Also, bless you.
Thank you. Chloe, your fact was as hot as an adult who still wears and sports Lisa Frank.
Oh, okay. We like it. Oh. Shem. Can I have a crash course?
No, I... Yeah, like, I don't know all about Lisa Frank. And obviously, I know everything about Lisa Frank, what Lisa Frank has done, and then what people did love about Lisa Frank, and then what people now hate about Lisa Frank. And is my phone's internet crashing? Yeah. Is Safari refusing to open? Maybe. That doesn't mean I don't know about Lisa Frank and Lisa Frank's activities. In fact, I know all about Lisa Frank and the shoes. The shoes of Lisa Frank.
On that note,
that's good. That's good.
Here's a word from our friends. What a lovely word. And now we're super excited to come up to Eileen for her fact. Don't panic.
It's gonna be great.
Oh my god, I'm so scared. Okay. My fact is it's not quite as involved as yours. It's kind of like a one and done.
Great.
Is that cool?
We love. That's totally absolutely.
Cool. We have a lot of one-and-dones. Don't worry.
A group of pugs is called a grumble.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's my fact.
A grumble, yeah, it pugs. Is.
Wait, let me fact check that because it might be like.
I believe it in my heart.
Do you have your book on nouns of venue at hand?
I was like, do you have James Lipton's book?
And you guys, what is it called? My internet's not fucking working, so I can't even fucking.
That means it's true.
Oh,
the internet's
it's
like
coming.
I don't need to
it
check.
It is. It's a grumble.
Oh,
a grumble.
That's really cute.
According to Google. That's, isn't it cute?
It's so
cute.
Grumble. It's really cute.
Because they're probably all just sitting there being like.
Yep.
Grumbling. Yep.
I don't know why I've not. Oh, sorry, Rach.
No, go ahead.
I was saying, I don't know why I've never pictured that many pugs together. Never more than two. Definitely never more than two at once. Oh,
picture it now.
Oh.
It's delightful.
A grumble.
Little old dogs.
I think on TikTok the other day I saw a pug and some other kind of dog mix, but it was like a big dog's body with a pug's face. And it was the weird, it looked like that dog had been photoshopped together, but it was real. It was a living, breathing dog. And I'm just wondering the mechanics of how that got there. And it was really shocking. So I wonder what a group of those would be called. Mm. A gremlin. A gremlin of half pugs.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that is like the next Harry Potter book. Harry Potter and the Gremlin of Half Pugs.
Banned.
Oh no.
Go for it.
I was just gonna say, I was not a dog person growing up, so I tend to not know. And by not a dog person, I mean I love dogs. I just like personally didn't have a dog. I don't know much about dog breeds, but the pug's face actually, like, they do have like breathing problems, right? Even when they're grumbling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
oh, that's sad, but they're cute.
They are cute. I do think they have like a lot of problems with their health in general, which is sad.
Yeah.
But they're so cute.
Is that what the dog in Men in Black is? A pug? Does anyone remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pug? Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm picturing
pugs correctly, that was a pug.
Okay. Stunning.
But I'm now picturing the little alien inside someone's head because that was very cute too.
Do you want to get really sad?
No.
Okay. So I saw on TikTok, similar to a pug, like a bulldog kind of dog, like similar kind of nose where it's like hard to breathe. And it was like at the vet, and dogs like that, like if they have the breathing tubes in, they're like, no, please keep this in because it's easier for them to breathe with the tube than not.
Well, my cat makes little grumbling noises.
Oh, that makes me feel better. So does Joan. Okay.
When he breathes, and I'm always like, so do I need to get something checked out?
Okay. No, you're not. This makes me feel better.
Stick some straws up his nose.
Sweet boy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm just picturing the movie Dune where they all have those little nose and breathing supports, but just a grumble of pugs working their way through the desert. Interesting take on the movie.
Did you like Dune, Shem?
Is this a real question? It? Yeah.
Did you read the book?
Yes, I've been reading the books. I've read all the books. Okay. Love the old version. I'm fascinated by the new take on it. It's half a movie, so I can't fully commit to it. My feelings on it, but I was fascinated, and I'm curious to see how people take the turn.
Okay, because I had never read it. I had no context. I went in blind and I went to bed in the middle of it because I was angry that nothing was happening. I was like, there's no character development. I don't care about any of these people. I want more of the mom. I want more of the spooky grandma. So I was
telling me Zendaya. Give me Zendaya. I don't care about movie two. I want Zendaya in movie one.
Mm-hmm. Zendaya appears.
She does, but I've heard it's like incomplete, and everyone that I've heard has read the books are like, no, wait. But yeah, it feels like half a story. So we'll see.
Oh, because that's how the movie ends. Like it literally goes all the way through, and then it goes, oh, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Stunning.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to pugs. Eileen, that fact was as hot as a big, 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 big old hug from a grumble of pugs. Ugh. Just climbing up on you, giving you kisses, giving you little snorts, and making you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside.
So cute.
I know.
Yes. Nice, thanks.
That fact was as hot as me and all my old band friends once we like truly hit retirement age. So after about 60, I'm just going to devolve into pug form. And I'll just be sitting with a bunch of people going, That true. I remember this conversation.
Nice.
That's hot. Eileen, the fact is as hot as I'll be when I'm also 60 and Shem is like the neighborhood over and I'm just sitting in a circle of lesbians and we're just like, dah, 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 dah. Remember Shem? Because we all do.
Nice. Can I be in your circle?
Yeah, of course.
I'm not a lesbian, but I'm bisexual.
No, but that's okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, cool.
Lesbian is an umbrella term.
Yeah. I've been getting away with that for years.
Saying yes for me.
Well, Rachel, you're there, obviously.
I know. I was like, I feel like I'm the HR of the lesbian queer circle.
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
Eileen, your fact is as hot as what I'm going to imagine a group of people watching Pugs is, which is a joy. Because they're like, look at these little pugs. Even though they might not be able to breathe okay, I feel like everyone loves a pug. Because they don't know. Not everyone knows. So they're still in joy of pug.
Good. How could you not?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the dog that in Bridesmaids, there's a lot of. So I have seen a grumble of pugs.
Right.
Clapping all over Melissa McCarthy, right?
Yeah. Rachel, have you seen a dog in real life? Just to check.
I don't know why. I think I have face blindness with like dog breeds because my girlfriend grew up with German Shepherds and like really wants a German Shepherd, whereas I want like a more medium sized dog. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I'm going to lose this battle. I'm going to have a German Shepherd. But she'll send me videos of them and I'm like, ew, what's that scary dog? She's like, it's a German Shepherd. You know what that you've met. Mm-hmm. I've met her family's German Shepherd.
I forget that they're called breeds and sometimes say people like, I'm like, what genre of dog is that?
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, I like
thank
that. You.
What flavor?
I what like flavor? That. Yeah. Okay. Rachel, let's hear your fact.
Yes. Okay, so if we go back to Viking times, this is a quick and simple one.
Quick time travel.
Okay. There was a belief that when you got to Valhalla, which is the heaven of Viking gods, there was a goat that would give you unlimited beer from its udders. That's my fact. Yeah. Wow, so basically they believed like you, and this was like a good part of heaven that like war, if you died fighting in war, they were like, you get unlimited beer from a goat's udders.
Wow. So what you're saying is that wedding beer donkey is really not that, like, it was derived from history.
Yes.
Interesting.
I like that's how they respect the troops.
They're like, goat beer, done.
Direct from the others.
Direct.
I do feel like that is, like, a fun way to brand heaven toward the Vikings. Mm-hmm. They're like, you can get freaking shit-faced off of this goat beer, my dudes.
I think it goes further than the Vikings. Like, I think my dad would believe in heaven if that's what you told him heaven was.
Yeah, that sounds incredible.
I feel like there's a lot of marketing that's done well now by the Vikings. Like,
mm-hmm. I wish I could pronounce the name of the goat. It's Heorin. There's like lots of accents over the different letters, but it's like H-E-I-O-R-U-N. Hyrin.
On the subject of marketing and branding, I was like confused when you were talking about German Shepherds earlier, because I grew up knowing them as Alsatians. Like that's what they call them in the UK, and that stems from World War II. I just googled what's the difference between Alsatian and German Shepherds. It's like they're the same dog. They're the exact same dog. They were just rebranded as Alsatians. Because in World War II, they didn't want to call anything like a German type of dog.
German anything.
Yeah, yeah. So like they, and that's worked since like the middle of the 40s up until right now. I was still like, oh, what's a German Shepherd? I've never heard of such a dog. I love an Alsatian though. So yeah.
Wow.
And an Alsatian is the dog that scared me off dogs till I was in my 20s. Because one jumped on me when I was 4 and I was like, get this big dog off me. And the owner was like, he's playing. I was like, he didn't bring any Lego.
That's so scary.
Yeah. And Lindsay speaks German. So like, you really could have
said. Wow.
Yeah. I have heard that they're friendly, and by heard I mean like Kara's are all friendly, but I don't know. They just have scary faces.
My coworker has one, and he doesn't like men. She doesn't like the dog. Does not like men.
All right, that's fine. That's fine, doggy.
Yeah.
I meet so many dogs like that, and then no, but like they'll be like, "Oh, sorry, my dog hates men," and the dog will come to me and be fine. And say, "Well, you're like weird," and it's like, I feel like I'm getting read by the dog, or like some kind of comment on performative masculinity. It's really confusing.
Oh, we can tell Mimosa like my cat gets scared, and we think it is because of. The thing is, like, he's been, like, he likes Shem. I know the last time Shem saw him, he pooped out of being scared. But
truly how you show you like someone,
he's
right?
Cuddled with Shem. Shem has watched him many times in the past. And, like, we've had other guys over and he's fine. But when Kara puts on boots, he, like, freaks out. It's like a shoe wear decision type of a deal. He gets really scared about.
Here.
We don't know what it is. But anyways, tell me how hot my goat is. My beer goat.
Rachel, your fact is as hot as a night at Oktoberfest when the band is playing and everyone is dancing on tables, clanking steins and having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Because I think that happens after you get to heaven and have goat udder beer.
Yeah.
Rachel, your fact is as hot as a pair of Lisa Frank flip-flops, which are on sale for $20, it appears, and look stunning. Okay. So.
Wow.
Thank you, Chef.
Rachel, fact is as hot as the fiery red hair of at least some of the Vikings, for sure. I think a lot, maybe a good amount, I think.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
Rachel, your fact is as hot as like the barmaid in like a German bar that's like wearing a corset and like holding all the beers. And she's very like, very hot.
Yeah, that's hot. Thank you so much. Oh, and she loves mustard. And
I call those Alsatian bars, to be fair. Like.
Alsatian. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess it comes over to me to close us out. Although I almost forgot. I was so enjoying everyone's facts. I was like, right, we're done. Time to write. I was like, but I should probably share my one. So I think we all know, you know, the Statue of Liberty came over from France. Mm-hmm. It used to be like it was copper and it turned green. But did we know it was a lighthouse? They actually put lights. This was my fact, and I was like, maybe everyone knows this apart from me, but they actually put lights in the torch when it was like first brought over, and it was used as a lighthouse, not for very long. And it was like one of the first uses of like that much like electric light, and they had like lights around the bottom to like uplight it and make it look really cool. But yeah, it was actually operated as a lighthouse for several years, and then I think I've lost the point where lots of internet searching. I think it was like not as illuminating as it needed to be, or sort of not as effective. So it was only for maybe like 10 or so years it was a lighthouse. But she beamed.
Did all the sailors get distracted by that beautiful body? They're like, we can't be directed by a lady. We only take directions from men. Her big old titties.
Yeah, and then they put a costume over the top to distract everyone. Yeah. There's a lot of changes to Lady Liberty.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is slightly tangential, but I was at the Great Jack-O-Lantern Blaze. That's like kind of outside Sleepy Hollow. They like bring a bunch of artists together to make pumpkin art during the Halloween time. And they made a giant Statue of Liberty with like 200 friggin' pumpkins. But I guess whoever was assembling it put one of her hands on upside down. And we were like, does everyone realize that her thumb, you're not going to be holding it like this? It was like the one that was holding the torch and her thumb was definitely on the wrong side.
Oh.
And we were like, ay, ay, ay. But imagine being that guy and being like, yeah, I'm just going to leave it.
It feels gladiatorial. It was like, no, these ships should drown.
I mean, maybe it feels better for Halloween too. Like, it's not perfect.
Yeah, maybe they were like, let's make it spooky.
Yeah. Her torch is up, but her hand is broken.
Zombie Lady Liberty.
I do love that. I do love that she served up purpose.
I mean,
that's, I love that they put her to work. That was just what we need.
I love a functional statue.
I love when women are useful for once.
Yeah, for once.
Just, you know.
She couldn't even finish the job. You know? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Lindsay, that fact is as hot as a naked Statue of Liberty.
Oh,
I'm going to say it.
That's hot.
She's got curves.
The fact is hot as I have not researched this, so I don't know how much is true, but the supposed Mandela effect of whether or not you're actually allowed to tour the Statue of Liberty. It might not have ever been a thing, but I was like, I thought that was a thing, but I didn't dive in enough to be like, is it a thing? So the Mandela effect that the internet has like uncovered and put in my brain.
Wow.
I don't know that.
I definitely have a friend who showed me a photo of them as a child inside the crown of the Statue of Liberty, but maybe that is a lie.
But I think
maybe it's Photoshopped. Maybe it's just from a different alternate universe.
Your friend is a big liar. Your friend is a big fat liar. She's not telling you the truth.
I'm looking at National Geographic
right now.
I think you can tour it.
Now you can't go up, but
you used to be able to go up.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's what it was.
Right.
I'm looking at a National Geographic photo.
Didn't do well.
In the 1900s.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, my friend went up in like 92, so it was the 1900s, I guess. Crazy.
Crazy times back in the day.
Rachel... Lindsay.
Oh, I was like,
your fact. Rachel, I'm about to call you out.
Enough of your
Lindsay,
bullshit.
Your fact was as hot as like your nanny when you were a kid that was just like so nice to you and you just were like, wow, I'm in love with you, I think.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Lindsay, your fact was as hot as the Wall Street Bull that was back in the day milked. It's a source of finance for early bankers. So that's how your fact was.
Thank you. That's hot. Now, Eileen, it's that moment in the podcast. We're going to come to you and say, what was the hottest fact?
Oh, my God. I have to choose?
You have to choose. We're going to give you a recap. Do not forget that you can pick your own fact. Rachel?
Yes. Okay. My fact was Heaven Beer Goat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Vikings.
That's a good one.
Verschlimmbessen.
Yes, you had the German words. I remember that.
Purple Earth.
Yes, the Purple Earth. Oh, yes. And then the Statue of Liberty was the...
A lighthouse.
Man, oh my God.
Because again, you can't choose your own.
And the Grumble of Pugs.
Wait, am I picking the one that I think is the best or the one that I think is the hottest?
Interpret hottest however you would like.
Okay, so it's hottest.
Yeah.
The hottest.
And hottest can mean best to you, but some... Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Oh no, it can even be the crazy hottest.
Like, yeah.
Wow, the crazy hot goss. Okay, because I really like, they're all amazing facts. Things that I'm going to store away to whip out at parties later and pass off as my own.
Yeah.
I think that I am particularly drawn to the Purple Earth fact. So I'm going to pick that one. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you're
Wow, that means the that means the purple world to me.
No. Chloe is dabbing for everyone else.
Yeah, I'm dabbing. Dabbing and moving.
Eileen, people have listened to the pod. Now where can they find you afterwards?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at glitterists. It's like glitter on your wrist. It sounds like glitterists, and that's why that's my name. And then yeah, please listen to my podcast, Crazy Hot Podcast. We talk about everything that we think is hot with comedians, and it's super fun. Everywhere podcasts are found.
Amazing. Thank you so much. We are Trash Comedy. We are Trash Comedy on Instagram. We are Trash Comedy with an R instead of A-R-E on Twitter. We're part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. Eileen, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah. It was so fun.
Good. Thank you so much for everyone listening at home. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day or wherever you're off to now. We've been Trash Comedy. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.